We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
Fan. 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses are only at ShopRite, the Black Bear Studio, the Mike Francesa chair. We'll be here till 1 o'clock.
He's been relegated to a chair.
I am sitting in the Mike Francesa chair.
True.
1 o'clock, CMB will come your way. Oh, no, that's right. I forgot. We're on until 12:30 today. I lost my mind. That's right. The Yankees are playing a doubleheader. The Yankees will never play because they get rained out all the time. And today they're playing a day-night doubleheader with the Tigers. So we're only here till 12:30. So who knows, you know, what the afternoon shows are going to be with the Yankees coming up. And, of course, Dove Kramer and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass.
I'm jealous of the Yankees. And I'm not talking about I'm not talking about Sanchez and
You're not
Judge
talking about the fact that they're like
Severino.
20 games over 500?
Nah. I mean, I am, but not in this regard. I'm jealous that they don't have to play every day. Because as a Met fan, I wish they got rained out on
like
Friday and Sunday.
When the Mets play, it's like when they get rained out, it's like a win.
Exactly.
They didn't lose.
The Yankees get rained out every other damn day, or they sit through an hour and a half rain delay, and then their plane gets stuck on the tarmac, which happened again yesterday.
Is that right?
Now, when they play, they win.
Tarmac again yesterday?
Again, they got stuck.
Oh, God.
The Mets play, and they treat their fans as if they're stuck on the tarmac. And I got to start with this. The team stinks. We all understand that. The offense is putrid.
Oh,
we all
God.
Get it. The bullpen is god-awful. We all understand that.
And the manager's pretty bad, too.
Well, I want to get to him because not that the Mets are awful because of Mickey Callaway. I'm not suggesting that. But the last thing I want to hear from this guy, is about, you know, there's a lot of pressure here in New York.
Unbelievable. Are you seriously, Mickey? Oh, it's not Cleveland? Oh, hello. You figured that out? It's not Cleveland, he said, bro. No kidding.
Mickey. I don't want to hear it. Okay.
Welcome to the real world,
if
Mickey.
If you didn't want pressure, then you should have stayed as Terry Francona's lapdog. Okay? You should have just stayed there. If you didn't want pressure, you should have remained in Cleveland with whatever paycheck you got with no pressure. No Met fan, not me, not Beningo, and none of the suckers that walked into that building this weekend want to hear about, oh, woe is me, there's a lot of pressure. Wah! Stop it. We don't want to hear it. Your team stinks. You barely know how to manage. Joe Maddon abused you this weekend. Abused you. I mean, give me a break. Who wants to hear that from him?
No.
You know what I want to hear? Let me tell you about a real man who I love right now.
Go ahead.
Jake Arrieta. Jake Arrieta stunk yesterday after five really good innings. After the game, and you know what? Give it a few days. Maybe he went too far. You know what Jake Arrieta did? He blasted everybody. He ripped Gabe Kapler. He ripped Scott Kingery. He ripped himself.
Wow.
He ripped the offense. Because you know what? Jake Arrieta wants to win. Jake Arrieta's not talking about team meetings and talking about pressure. He's not talking about any about that. He's talking about winning. And so maybe he went too far, but that kind of fire that I saw from Jake Arrieta on a Sunday afternoon after his Philly team got embarrassed, that's the fire I want to see from anybody on this team, led by the manager. There's a lot of pressure. Oh, gee. Save it. I want Jake Arrieta's personality on my baseball team.
Yeah, that's look, bro. This was disgraceful. And I told you this. I knew it. You know, rarely am I right. But I saw this coming from 10 miles away with this series against the Cubs. I said they scored 4 runs in 4 games. They actually scored 6. Okay, big deal. They get shut out one game. They score 1 run in 2 of the other games. They were lucky to score 4 runs in the other game that they lost. You know, and they're getting, really, every night they're getting great starting pitching. Everybody did. Lugo pitched well in only 4 innings. Wheeler pitched well. DeGrom, his usual brilliant self, getting out of jam after jam. He only gives up 1 run over 7 innings. Mats was good yesterday, even though the stupid play with the stealing of home when he was asleep or whatever. Mm. But, I mean, do you see the stat with the starting pitching?
Yes.
In the last 16 games,
yep,
where the Mets, by the way, are 5-11 in those 16 games.
5-11.
16
sounds like
games.
A Jet season.
Right. That's exactly right. 2.48 ERA over the last 16 games. They're 5-11. Jacob DeGrom has given up 3 runs in I don't know how many games in, like, 50 games. His ERA is under 1.5. Under 1.5. And the Mets are 5-7 in the games he started. How is it possible, bro? How is that possible?
Because they're awful. Because this is what bad teams do. The starting pitching is showing promise.
No question.
And Steven Matz does deserve credit.
Yep. Even Wheeler pitched decent the other day.
Zach Wheeler pitched well enough to win, and Jacob DeGrom's getting robbed.
Well, it's unbelievable.
He's getting flat out robbed.
It's unbelievable.
And I'm happy.
He should be screaming. If anybody should be screaming, it should be DeGrom.
I'm happy for him that we live in a world where the lack of wins will not cost him the Cy Young. If he indeed outpitches Max Scherzer, which is going to be tough to do.
Well,
so I appreciate that
right
for him.
He's right there with Scherzer right now, man.
No, they're right there. Absolutely. But because he only has 4 wins and Max has 9, I don't think that's going to hurt Jake. And I think that's a good thing.
He hasn't lost the game, if you want to look at it that way.
That's a good way to look at it.
What that means.
That is true. So I'm happy for Jake in that regard. But they're bad. Their offense is putrid.
Man.
To me, the number one guy, if I'm making a list of horribleness, you can get on Yoenis for not playing. That's fine.
Right. It looks like Frazier's going to be back tomorrow.
When he's in the lineup,
believe that's what they say.
Okay, they could say whatever they want.
I'm just throwing it out there. This is what they tell me.
They tell me a lot of garbage.
I'm only the messenger, bro.
I know. I'm not going to kill the messenger.
I'm a messenger, and I'm a stupid Met fan.
Stupid. We're all so dumb. Jay Bruce is a disaster.
Oh, God.
And I get that he's probably playing hurt. And from that standpoint, I do want to recognize that that's probably happening. But right now, we are at 54 games Jay has played. That is past now the third mark of the season. All right, around
Unreal.
The third mark.
No, it's unbelievable.
So he is on pace to hit 9 home runs and drive in 45 runs.
That's amazing.
Forget the putrid average or the putrid on base or the putrid OPS or whatever stat you want to look at.
Everything is putrid, bro.
Everything is putrid. He has 15 RBIs. Ahmed Rosario has as many home runs and has 3 more RBIs.
I know it.
Devin Mesoraco is catching up.
Yep.
Devin Mesoraco is catching up in RBIs.
He's got more home runs than Bruce does.
He's got more home runs. It's just, it's bad. And this weekend on a lot of levels was very, very, very embarrassing. I was embarrassed for that broadcast team on Saturday night. You know what, John Smoltz? If it's bothering you that much to have to call a baseball game because you don't want to sit there for extra innings, then don't call a baseball game.
Just go play golf. He's going to be playing on the senior tour, right? The senior U.S. Open, so go play.
Go play.
Go on the tour. You could go.
Goodbye. I like John Smoltz as a broadcaster, but Saturday night was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how much you hate baseball, basically, and how much you hate extra inning games, and how you're glad you're calling the Met game next week because it means less work. You do one game a week.
Right.
John, and I like him. That's why it's weird to say this because I genuinely think he's a good broadcaster. Not Saturday. No. Not when he's telling me about all the rule changes baseball needs. Let's put a guy on second. Let's do that. Stop it, John. But I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed by the Cub fans that were there. They overtook the ballpark.
Oh, my God.
I was embarrassed that on national TV, everyone around the country, if you watch that dopey game, had to watch this pathetic Met offense.
Yep.
I was embarrassed by Friday when this manager, for no reason, because Zelma didn't even pitch Thursday.
Right.
He doesn't make him available on Friday.
I wouldn't even took Wheeler out of that game. First and third, nobody out. What? Let Wheeler pitch. I'd rather let him lose the game than bring it in the garbage. It's going to surely give up the runs anyway. Why don't he just leave him in the game, bro?
Well, if normally...
Am I missing something here?
Well, no. Here's the thing. Normally, I'd say Zach Wheeler's done. He's over 100 pitches, put the first 2 guys on. But if you're going to tell me there's only 3 guys available in the bullpen, and 2 of them are Paul Sewald and Tim Peterson,
who?
That's a problem.
Right.
Gazelman needed to be available for that game. You need to win these games.
Of course.
You're dropping like a stone right now.
7 games out now? Not that it matters.
There's 3 games under 500.
No, I know.
And you mark my words, and I want to be wrong about this. They're not going to see 500 ever again.
Yeah, I don't see it. Here's what's going to happen this week. Here it is. Here's my prediction.
Let's hear it because you've been right on.
Well, I don't want to be right, you know. I want to be wrong. But they're going to split the Orioles series, right? They'll score runs in one game because the Orioles pitching stinks. So I actually score runs.
Right.
And they'll split the series, and then the Yankees will sweep them with Citi Field being, like, loaded with Yankees. Like, 70% of the people there will be Yankee fans. That's what it's going to be. And it's going to be disgraceful. I prayed it. I'm wrong. That's what I see happen.
So you don't think that the Mets turn their season around now by sweeping the Orioles beating the Yankees 2-3?
No, I don't see it.
Even though the Mets are going to have DeGrom and Mats and potentially Syndergaard for that 3-game
series.
So what
good is it, bro? They pitch okay, so they'll pitch good. They give up a run and they'll lose because they're not going to hit. And let's be honest about Citi Field. I mean, they stink at home. I've said this over and over again. You know, even on this brutal road trip they just had where they could have won, you know, probably out of 7 out of 8 games.
Sure.
Easily. Yeah. With the bullpen blowing games and walk-off. I see with Charlie Culberson and another walk-off.
Yeah,
home run.
How about that?
Charlie Culberson.
Does that make us feel better?
Who
no.
Who is this guy? Anyway.
Mr. Again, walk-off.
Right, of course. All right. And they give up walk-off home runs to Tamargo and Culberson. And, you know, they're blowing games left and all of this stuff. They at least score runs. When they get to Citi Field, it's like they're done. It's like they're dead. It's like there's like an ancient burial ground under Citi Field. I actually think this. There's like an ancient burial ground under Citi Field, and when they come home, they just like, it's over.
Well,
like the ghosts come up and they can't hit.
What's infuriating about these games,
it's insane,
along with the games on the road, is that all of these games were winnable at a moment in this game.
Of course.
All of them.
Bro.
And when Michael Conforto hits the game-tying home run.
It was Saturday.
Saturday
they all kind of run into each other, these losses.
They're
here.
All the same, unfortunately.
Right.
But when he hits that home run to get Jake off the hook, because God forbid DeGrom actually gets a loss for that performance.
Right.
I actually thought, all right, here we go.
Did you really think that?
No, not really.
Come on.
For like 10 seconds,
I did.
You didn't
think that.
For 10 seconds.
They even had the lead. What was the game when Nemo hit the two-run homer? Friday night? They had a two-run lead?
Yeah, they blew it
Friday
night.
Did you think they were winning that game?
Not really.
Of course not.
It was this cautious, you never know kind of feeling. But it's spiraling now. It's spiraling.
It's hard. Unbelievable.
And I think what's going to be fascinating is how this ownership group, who talks to nobody, they don't talk to anybody, how are they going to handle this? Are they going to allow Sandy Alderson to sell off pieces? And I'm not even talking about DeGrom and Syndergaard, but other pieces. Specifically,
for nothing again?
Probably again for nothing. The only guy on this team that's getting anything is Jairus Familia.
Right.
Because he's a reliever.
Right.
There's a team out
outside
there.
Outside of the big pitchers, right.
Well, forget them.
Well, no.
Jeez, we know they'll get a lot back.
Right.
I'm still not ready to do something like that.
No.
But how do you do this? Because you could have looked at last year and said, hey, a lot of injuries. It was a bad year. We were in the playoffs the year before. We were in the playoffs the year before that. It's an anomaly. And I remember 2009 felt that way. Let's go back. 06, the Mets, we know what happened then. 07, despite the choke, hey, they're in the pennant race. 08, despite not making the playoffs, they're in the pennant race. So you felt that, hey, they'll blow it, but at least the Mets are a competent team. 2009 is a disaster. The Ryan Church game, the Luis Castillo game, every kind of game you could think of, they lost. And the Mets tried to tell you know what? It's an anomaly. They had pretty good years before that. They'll be fine. And we saw what ended up happening. 2010 happened. 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. They had 6 consecutive losing seasons. It is now about to be 2 consecutive losing seasons. What do? Do you keep this administration around? Do you sell? What the heck do you do? Do you try to just put Band-Aids on this thing?
Well, look, I don't know how this year is going to play out.
I know how it's going to play out.
All right, well, let's assume the worst, and why shouldn't we? But how about spending money next year? How about that?
Yeah, but you know they're not doing that.
But I'm saying it anyway. You got a pretty darn good starting rotation. Rotation's not bad. Let's be honest about
it. You're right.
The rotation's pretty good. You got a top guy, one of the top 5 pitchers in baseball in DeGrom. Syndergaard's a good pitcher. I know he's on a DL, but he says he's going to be ready for the Yankee series. We'll see how that goes. You know, he's still a very good pitcher who can get better. You know, Mats looks like he's finding it. Wheeler may actually be finding it. You got a pretty decent rotation here. How about spending money in the offseason on real top-flight guys?
You know what the problem is? And this isn't a good excuse, but this is an excuse now that the Mets will make. If you look at offense, and you want to say that's their biggest problem, bullpens are up and down, and they certainly would need to improve the bullpen, but bullpens are up and down. We get that. If you look at the position players on this team, a lot of the guys are locked in here.
Yeah, no.
Todd Frazier is signed past this year. Jay Bruce is signed. Yeah. The one guy who's a free agent at the end of the year is Asdrubal Cabrera.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
So maybe spending.
And he's playing like it too, man.
He really is.
Let's be honest.
They're committed to Rosario at shortstop.
Right.
They have outfielders. Yeah. Cespedes is going to be here as a full no trade clause.
And Nimmo looks like the real deal. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Nimmo looks like they got something with him. It would be nice to see Conforto starting to get consistent. I mean, he gives you like flashes. Then he goes into the tank again.
But when you look at the positions on this team, if you want to look at first base and say, hey, maybe it's Bruce, maybe it's Alonso, maybe it's Dom Smith, if that's how you want to look at first base, the only positions that are really open moving forward are second base and catcher. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
No, you're right.
And there's really no good catchers out there. So
no.
You get and Buster Posey isn't walking through that door.
No.
Wilson
Mesoraco's
Contreras
is not terrible.
There.
He's not terrible.
All right, so then Mesoraco's your catcher. So it's just second base.
Right, right.
So what are you doing?
Yeah.
Brian Dozier, is that going to get you excited?
Right.
He's a good player.
And let's be honest, too. You know, this is going back to the money thing. Who are you really spending money on? Obviously, David Wright is making, it's unfortunate his situation. He's actually taking ground balls, if that means anything. Yeah, so you're paying Cespedes. All right, outside of that, who's making ridiculous money? You're not paying Rosario. You're not paying Nimmo. You're not paying Conforto. Right? You're really not even paying DeGrom.
Not yet.
You're not paying DeGrom and Syndergaard
they
at this point.
Be.
But they're not.
Right.
But I'm just saying. But you're right.
Yep.
Okay. So Asdrubal's going to be a guy anyway. He's making $8 million, whatever he's making. You wasted money on Vargas. You wasted money on Swarzak, although I guess he's coming back tomorrow, too. That's what I hear. I'll believe it when I see that, too.
Exactly.
All right? I mean, so you're really not paying. Bruce has got a very manageable three-year, $39 million contract. He's not breaking the bank for him, even though he's been terrible. Spend some damn money. Go sign Manny Machado.
Hey.
Are enough already with this franchise. Please.
No.
It's a joke.
Listen, that's what should be done. We went over this last week, but they will likely band-aid the crap out of this. That's what they're going to do. And the one guy, maybe Asdrubal, but the one other guy that they can move and get something back is Familia, and he is a free agent at the end of the year. They're going to have to revamp this bullpen.
Well.
And no question about that, but as we've seen with Anthony Swarzak, signing relievers, unless they're the top guys, like Wade Davis, you know, what does it guarantee you? What does it get you? But right now, it sucks that here we are on June 4th, and we're talking about that.
Yeah.
We're talking about spending money next winter?
Right.
Who the heck wants to think about winter?
Another year punted, 57 games into it, and we're punting the year already. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And let's all be honest with each other. They're done.
Yeah.
Come on.
They're done. I'm with you 100%.
Now,
and here's the other issue, too, with this team. You know, if you're going to have this kind of pitching and you want to pride yourself on this starting pitch, you can't have a defense like they have.
It's been like this for years.
Yesterday was a disgrace. Jay Bruce, catch the ball. That's not Guillaume's ball.
No.
You got to catch that ball. It would have mattered anyway. They would have lost 1-0 instead of, winning the game. But still.
But isn't that, and they lost because they didn't score runs yesterday.
Of course.
All know that, okay? So let's put that aside.
Of course.
Think about how the Chicago Cubs scored their two runs.
Yeah, no, it's
think
amazing.
About it.
It's unbelievable.
And you know what? I'm not getting on Steven Matz. I will a little bit. But Mickey Callaway is a former pitching coach. He's a genius. He's great. How about you whisper into Steven Matz's ear, hey, you know Joe Maddon and the Cubbies and a guy like Javier Baez who plays the game reckless sometimes? You may want to keep an eye on the fact that they could try something like this. You have to be prepared. And this guy is here mainly. Here's why Mickey Callaway's here. All right, well, let's all look. They didn't want to spend money. So they tried to sell you on, here's the pitching guru that's going to fix the pitching. Okay, that's why Mickey Callaway.
And Dave Island, too.
Dave Island,
another guru.
How about these gurus kind of getting Matz's ear to know, hey, if there's first and third and Contreras can run for a catcher,
people would
know that. I don't know if Callaway knows it. I don't know what he knows. Baez plays recklessly in a good way sometimes. Hey, you know, you should maybe keep an eye on the fact that knowing one run means the entire game. You should keep an eye on that. Instead of this delusional, and Matz took the blame, and good for him. He did take the blame. That's fine.
Yeah, right.
But how about the pitching gurus getting the dude's head a little bit? These geniuses that are running the pitching staff. And again, we know they didn't win because of their offense. That's why. Mm-hmm. I get it. But think about how they scored their two runs. Sloppy play.
You know what, bro?
Mental mistakes.
When your offense, here's the other thing, too. When your offense is as bad as the Met offense, you can't make mental mistakes.
Exactly.
You can't. You know, you just, because any mistake is gonna come back and bite you, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't make mental mistakes if you're this kind of offensive baseball team.
Can't do it.
It's unbelievable.
One run feels like 12
That's
runs.
It.
That's what it comes down to. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to the Yankees,
painful,
who played a little bit this weekend,
right,
but they continue to get rained out.
Well, and when they don't get rained out, they win.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
They spent the night on the tarmac in Baltimore. Don't worry. They're going to Detroit, and they're going to take care of business. At least I think they will.
We'll take
you right up to Yankee baseball. We'll get into the NBA Finals from last night. A wire-to-wire victory for the Warriors.
That's over, too.
In all likelihood, that's over.
So much for my $100.
Yeah, my $200.
I know.
Just lit it on fire.
Yep.
But we knew what we were getting
into. Steph Curry just threw one in from over the back of his head without looking.
How crazy
was
that?
From 50 feet away.
And you know,
oh my God.
I am so ticked off about something. I am so ticked off at this Bill Ryder. This son of a, you know, this Bill Ryder guy. You know Bill Ryder,
right? I don't know.
Bill Ryder works at the CBS Sports Network. He's a big basketball guy.
Okay.
Put him on Saturday. We're
nice
talking
guy.
Basketball. Great guy. In a good spot. Knows right. his game.
Bill Ryder.
Great interview. Everything's that. We're having a great time. And then at the end, at a throwaway, I say, hey, so what are you hearing about LeBron? You know, what are you hearing about LeBron? You know what this son of a, you know what he says to me?
I can't imagine.
He says, look, I heard from a guy, all right? Not saying it's going to happen. Mm. I heard from a guy, Durant's opting out. He wants out of Golden State. And LeBron and Durant are going to Brooklyn. He tells me this.
Come on.
He tells me this.
No, come on.
All weekend. I'm watching this
Durant
game last night.
Durant and LeBron to Brooklyn.
Joe, I know it's not happening. I know it. But
why
this
is
what ticks me.
That? Just because he's trying to play with
he's
you?
He's ticking me off. I'm watching this game last night. All I can think about. All I can think about watching this dopey basketball game
it was
is,
dopey.
Oh, my God, I could get LeBron and Durant. I know it's not happening. Why does he tell me that?
You'd even settle for one.
I guess I would. Yes, I would. I'd settle for one.
Oh, God. Why is he telling you that?
Why would he tell me
now,
that?
Now, let me ask you, if I was interviewing him, what he would say to me, oh, I heard they're coming to the Knicks.
You're smarter than me. You know why?
I'm not smarter than
because
you.
Here's what you would
I'm
do.
Not, believe me, bro. If I was so smart, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd be playing golf in Florida already.
But here's the difference. I'm still naive. I still have some naivety in me. You would say to him, you're a clown for saying that, and you would never think about it again.
No.
You'd move on.
No,
because you know
no
it's
way.
Not happening.
Of course.
I know it's not happening, but I'm so naive. I'm such a sucker that I'm watching this finals game daydreaming about my Durant jersey I'm going to buy.
Durant.
Oh, my God. All right. We'll
come
back.
Enough of that.
Enough of this. I just wanted to let you know that Bill Ryder ruined my weekend.
Bill Ryder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.